Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 544. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walt.
Hello.
Hello.
I woke up a little early this morning, so I'm not fresh out the bed.
Oh, wow. I was up at 5:14.
That's earlier than, about probably 5:30, 5:45-ish for me.
Oh, nice.
No, not nice. I didn't play games. I was feeling a little sleepy last night, so I didn't play games, and that led to me waking up earlier than I wanted to. I watched TikTok for a little while, and then I was like, I'll go back to sleep, and I was up at that point.
Gotcha. Well, I'm glad to be back on this episode.
Yeah, did you listen to last week's episode?
Yeah, of course. Me and the wife listened. She's got some comments herself.
Okay, good. So we have some feedback.
Yeah.
I'm ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you want to start there, or where do you?
Yeah, let's go there.
Okay, I'm ready. Now, for those that didn't have a chance to listen last week, it was myself and friend of the show Marshall 205.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he basically ran the show.
I mean, we let him have some fun.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
My wife said he was his country's all get out.
Okay, fair feedback.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Oh, she died laughing at a lot of the stuff. Anytime you guys took a jab at me,
yeah,
she thought it was hilarious.
That's good for you, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then she got confused. She's talking about you? And I'm like, no, not me, just something else.
Yeah.
She's talking about Pac-Man.
Yeah, because we're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
It can be hard to follow if you don't listen every week.
Right.
But he hadn't been on in a while, and we take a lot of shots at him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a big country money bag.
Yeah, Mr. Moneybags.
Yeah. But he doesn't get to defend himself most of the time.
No.
So we had the opportunity. And, I mean, why waste it if you're him?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you go in.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. you got to go in. You got to go hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was, we got one done. I wouldn't say it was successful, but I wouldn't say it was a failure. But we finished a podcast,
mm-hmm.
and we put it up. So
yeah, unfortunately I couldn't be on. I was out of town.
Yeah, you were doing something.
Yeah, birthday party slash Memorial Day, Juneteenth weekend.
You always have something going on.
Yeah, I got something going on in July, then in August, in September. Yeah, my wife we try to do something once a month on a weekend.
That's overrated.
Yeah. Well, because we went years and years without ever going anywhere, now we're at a position of both of our jobs, we can actually go places. So we like to get out and visit family and stuff and friends.
Yeah.
Because before I was working on weekends, she was working weekends, both retail. Then she got a job not working weekends. And I was still working weekends and holidays.
So you finally have aligned the schedules.
Yeah.
Making up for lost time now.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. Now, did you have feedback from last week?
Not written. Yes and no. Like, I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
I was surprised he didn't enjoy Star Trek the way I thought he did.
Mm-hmm.
When he made the comment. Then I kind of agree with the game that we're playing right now.
Yeah. We played the Totally Reliable Delivery Service. We just played our last time as playing it. We're switching over to Shredder's Revenge, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That'll be our back half. And I think there's a real chance we could beat that game in the 2 weeks that we have left.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's that game is fun. Like he laughed so hard the last time we played, he almost made himself like throw up.
Yeah.
Like he laughed so hard, he started coughing. And I feel like all of us laughed like that periodically,
mm-hmm.
but I can't imagine doing two more weeks of that game.
No.
I feel like I was worried that the second week might even be too much, but it ended up being fine. We did stupid stuff all night long.
Yeah, I played the first week and second week differently.
Yeah, you did. You seem much more engaged the second one.
Because the first one, I was actually trying to play the game.
Which I get. And I also, I started out this time trying to play the game, but I realize it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many tempting things, especially for friend of the show, Marshall 205.
Right. The Rocket League.
He's a small child. He can't concentrate. Yeah. There was a moment where I think Batman was trying to fly a helicopter and the three of us were strung off of one side holding on to each other for no reason.
Yeah, just a chain.
Other than just to make it really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that is like the total point of that game.
Yeah.
Is to just make everything as comp, because on most of them, they're really not hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're taking it 200 yards to the place it gets dropped off at.
Right. The Ferris wheel is a harder one.
That one's ridiculous. But most of them aren't hard. But I think what makes it so fun is that you automatically overcomplicate everything because there's, in our case, four of us.
Yeah.
And everybody, if you're not a part of it, then you're a part of messing it up. And, or helping, if you want to put that in air quotes.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really silly. It was a good time. I'm glad that I picked it. I don't foresee us playing it ever again. But I'm glad that it went down like it did.
Yeah.
Turtles is much more of a game. Now, we have played through it, me and friend of the show, Marshall 205. You and Patman have not. But I played through pretty much that entire game as Donatello.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
You want to play as someone else?
My plan is to switch now. Because I think Patman's also a Donatello fan. So, we'll see. Now, on Xbox... That's where we completed it. So it'll be all new on PlayStation with trophies and everything. So that's also kind of a driving factor.
Yeah. See that the delivery game, like there was a few trophies were popping. I was like, ooh. So I started looking up some of the trophies and.
Oh, they're ridiculous.
Yeah.
You have to do all the deliveries.
Yeah. Every single different type of delivery. And most of those you need help with. Yes. So you have to have more than one person to do it. Like that Ferris wheel one, you have to have someone to help you with the Ferris wheel one.
Yeah. I don't know how you would do it by yourself unless you got the wheel going really slow, were able to jump on while it was moving, and then able to jump off while it was moving. It would be mm-hmm. extremely hard.
Yeah. Where you fly a helicopter and just perfectly land.
Just
sling the package.
Yeah, you could try that. I tried to sling it out of that helicopter 5 times and never got remotely close.
Yeah, I might go through and just knock out some of the easier trophies. Like, take one package from one area to her. There's one I got. I had to put a helmet to. Do you have to take the helmet to the wrestling ring? I got that one. It was pretty easy. You just have to carry it over there.
You know, we were talking about that game the next day after we played. So on Friday, we were talking about that game. And even on the phone, we started laughing so hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's just silly.
It is.
And it's silly in a really, like, time-wasting, fun kind of way.
Yeah.
I think where you went wrong the first week is you tried to take it serious.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't allow for that. There's no room to take that game serious.
Right, because I was trying to play the game.
Yes. Now, I bet it would be frustrating if you actually tried.
Well, no, I think if we all tried, I think it would have been fine. Because when you guys are trying to get specific... Like packages delivered, we were good. The Ferris wheel won because we were all just doing stupid stuff during the Ferris wheel. If we really tried, I think we could have got that one.
Yeah, probably.
You rammed a car in there, then I'm trying to unlodge the car, and
I like that. Eventually, our path to getting that car unlodged is to bring another car and get it lodged in there.
Mm-hmm.
They're still trying to deliver the package.
Yeah,
it was just chaos. Well, me and Patman were still trying to deliver the package. Marshall 205 had a dumbbell dragging it around. You were trying to get the car off.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that game, but like I said, I'm ready to move on to something else. I like that. I like doing two small games like that. I already have October's picked out, which is my next time to go.
Okay.
So I need everybody to not screw the rotation up because I got a spooky game picked out, and it's imperative that it lands in the month of October. That's when spooky games should be played.
Yes, and come out.
Yeah, correct. They should come out and be played in spooky time, which is, I would give you October through mid-November.
Yeah, it's like movies. When movies get released, like in April, a scary movie, I'm like, why is it in April?
Yeah, just hold that shit.
I get the February one because, Valentine's Day, you want to take your date and they cuddle up to you.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you're planning.
Right.
But yeah, I think I think I got a good one picked out for October.
Okay, I haven't even thought about mine yet.
Yeah. He gave me grief for not being prepared, but I was overly prepared. I had a list of games picked out.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't want to tell you fools because you try to play stuff early.
Well, I jumped on play day just to get the mechanics down.
Yeah. Now, I really was torn between stuff up until the last minute. And I really wanted to play Nidhogg. I think that would have been great if we could have made that work. But for whatever reason, that's a no-go on multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8 people in the same room can play, which is complicated as hell. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
So we're pivoting to Turtles. I'll be interested to see what you think of it.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it. I look forward to actually getting trophies for it.
Yeah.
So that'll be exciting. I'll just carry on with what else I played because I didn't play very much this week. I've been tired. I've been a mm-hmm. sleepy boy. I played that with you guys, and then we played Diablo one night, and we played Rocket League, I think, 2 nights. I played one round of Fall Guys, and I believe that to be it. Pretty boring week.
Yeah. Now, we did play Rocket / League in the delivery game.
We did, which is ridiculous and unbearable.
Yeah.
The cars, just like everything else in that game, handle like total shit.
You get thrown out of the car.
Yeah, the physics are wonky. The boost is broken.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an absolute blast doing it.
Yeah, it was fun.
Dude, when you would get hit, and I don't know what your deal was, but every time you get hit, it would knock your dude out of the car.
Yep.
And
I'd be just hanging. I'd just be hanging outside the car.
Knobs, but you were out of the car.
Yeah.
That game is just so silly. There's a couple times where, like, Batman was flying, trying to fly something or drive something, and I would grab his head to hold on, so his head's jerked straight up in the air, but his mm-hmm. arms are on the thing.
They got the car mechanics better than I did.
Yeah. There was a point where we were trying to deliver a package at the end. It was 2 packages, and for the show, Marshall 205 was in the back of the car holding one in each hand, straight out to his side, like T-posing.
Mm-hmm.
In the bed of the truck, and then I had the throttle and Batman had the steering where we grabbed the knob separately up front. Mm-hmm. And it was total chaos trying to get that package there, but I got disconnected. The server bug got me or whatever's happening there.
Yeah.
Server monster. But yeah, I'm glad we had our time with it, but I think I'm finished with that. I don't think I'll go back in. I don't think mm-hmm. I care enough to grab any of those trophies.
So you playing Rocket League, are you doing the pass? You trying to get something?
Yeah, there's on the pass, there is a, when you score a goal, they have anthems that can play, which are different songs and stuff. And they have licensed music in there.
Mm-hmm.
But they just, on this pass, there's crickets. So when you score, mm-hmm. it just makes the chirping cricket noise. And then they have a goal explosion that's a little tiny poof. So instead of this big, like, crazy explosion, it's just a little poof. And it makes that noise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm determined to have that poof with the cricket noise so that I have the most anticlimactic goal scoring ever.
Right.
And so I bought the pass entirely to get that cricket noise. And I think I'm only like 4 levels away from it. It's pretty early.
Nice. Now, what about Fall Guys?
I don't know. I may be done with that game.
Mm-hmm.
I jumped back in. I ran through one just to see how I felt with it. And it's fine. He lost his passion for it. So when I play it, I'm playing it alone.
Yeah.
You know, unless something they put in the creator mode, which I was excited about, but the tools are so limited. There's no real good way to share anything. So I bounced off of it.
Yeah.
So I very well may be done with that.
Didn't pull the Switch out at all?
No, still haven't even started Zelda. It's installed, updated, and ready to go, and I still have yet to start it.
Yeah.
I worked a ton this week, so just it didn't come up.
Right. So on a side note, before I go off for mine, I've been telling a lot of coworkers, or not actual coworkers, but police officers about Dredge.
Yes.
And I've had 3 come back and said they loved the game. One said he beat it in 2 days.
You can.
He said I was off because they work 4 days on or 4 days off. Yep. He said he went and got the game. And then, got the game and played. And you said, dude, I played it all day long for 2 days straight until I beat it. It was so addictive.
Yeah, it is. Because it's a super easy, tiny loop.
Mm-hmm.
I got the platinum and, you know, I obviously played it more than 2 days, but I got that platinum pretty easily just through playing it, and I love that game. I need to bring it so you can play it.
Yeah.
It's real good. You'll like it, too, because it suits your style.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get like that, too, like obsessive over something, and it's the kind of game that's small enough that you can do it without, like, ruining your whole life.
Right. Now, so what I've been playing, I jump back into GTA a little bit. Just
weird, yeah.
Yeah, they released a whole bunch. I got like two more houses, or a house and a warehouse, to store more cars, trying to get some more of the, so looking for this one rare car, waiting for it to spawn, but it doesn't spawn when other players are playing, because where it's at, other players just constantly drive right by it. So they mess up the spawning thing, so I have to try to find a way to get into a server by myself. But I only jump in for like 30 minutes. But I started Deliver Us to the Moon.
Okay.
And that is do you ever play Everybody's Gone to the Rapture?
I started that game, but I didn't get very far, but I'm familiar with it. It's a walking simulator.
Yeah, basically it's similar to this, but you can jump. You can pick specific things up and carry them. You can actually drive. I just got to where I drove a land vehicle from one place to another. Got to grow on a train. It's a very neat. It's a neat game.
Yeah.
So I don't know where I'm at in the story wise. Story's basically Earth is depleting its resources, and they build a space station on the moon, and it tethers an electrical signal to Earth to keep up, so it doesn't black out. And then the moon basically just it gets shut off. The space station, you're solely by yourself going there to try to figure out what happened to everybody there. And same thing with Everybody's Gone to Rapture. You come up on like a little thing, you watch like a cinematic action with the people, but you don't really see them. They look like they're electronic or something. It's a good game. I just wanted something different that can play. It says it usually beat the game in about 6 to 10 hours.
Yeah, you plan to stick with it?
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and do the whole...
You're not going to abandon it like you did Sackboy?
No, I jumped into Sackboy, tried that level again, and failed miserably, and got frustrated and stopped.
Just hit me up whenever I'm on.
Okay.
It's still installed. And we can play through it. I've seen Deliver Us from the Moon multiple times. I think it's one that I always go to, and I start the video of, and I'm like, oh yeah, I don't want to play that.
Yeah, that's just a cinematic.
But it's got a catchy name, and I always see the title and I'm like, what is that?
It's I like it. It's different.
But it's all first person, right?
No, first person. You see, then there's a couple things you can go into, like that, there's a little truck that.
So vehicles are third person, but the gameplay is first person.
And then you have a little robot that kind of flies behind you, which you unlock him.
Yeah.
And you can go like that guy right there.
The little orb.
Yeah. So you get him, then you can go into him, and he can like look around areas. He can go certain areas that you can't go to.
Interesting.
And you can see on the shield, you can see like the orange.
Yeah.
Those that with how the people look.
Is there combat?
No combat.
So it is like a walking simulator.
Yeah, just a walking simulator.
Yeah.
But I'll say, I like it. It's just something different. Because I didn't want to jump into a long, drawn-out games. I just did that with Horizon. And I know because the next game I want to play is God of War, but I need a
little palate cleanser.
Yeah, something different before then.
And maybe I can get you Dredge before then.
Mm-hmm. That's all I've been playing. Just that.
Yeah, I had a light week as far as games go. Now, friend of the show, Garrett, has sent us a message about some yard work.
Yes.
It's the most preparation I've put into a podcast, and I don't know how long.
Okay. Let me pull it up.
So what he did, he sent us a picture. His wife likes the yard work.
Mm-hmm.
I do not. You do. He does not.
And I feel like, okay, Bruce.
You like the yard work.
No, I didn't say I like the artwork. I just said
you like it.
No, I don't.
You like it. I can tell. Mm-hmm. You don't hate it enough to not like it. That's the problem. You can say you don't like it, but you don't hate it enough. If you're passionate about hating the artwork, it comes through.
All right. So do you want the audio or no? Because he's talking about it.
Does he disclose any personal information? Let's do no audio.
Just okay. No audio.
Because I love Garrett, but some people are crazy. I can't have them tracking him down. Okay. So what we're looking at, you can't see, but we have a video of his property.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's asking us for a little feedback.
Right. Because we're expert lawnmowers. Because
we're experts when it comes to landscaping.
Yeah. All right.
We have a combined 0 years of experience.
There's his yard. You see the...
Yep. Now, I'm here to make two arguments.
So he talks about how it goes downhill and the house when he's talking. Then he mentions his little fire pit. Now you can see this huge drop off.
Yeah, it's like a continental shelf.
Yeah,
it's a full fall off.
It's like it stormed really bad or something to really get rid of all his grass, because he said in the message that that was full of grass.
Yeah, he's got some erosion issues that are caused by the fact that he lives in California,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that his yard is shaped like it is.
You see that Ryobi?
Yeah.
Throw that out there.
The Ryobi weed eater.
Yep.
Good size yard.
Mm-hmm.
Always happy to see somebody with a good size yard.
All right, we're still looking at the video. He's just showing how the whole backyard is pretty much dried out.
And so I did a little bit of internet math. Now, here's the problem. He sent us a picture. The video didn't load on my end, but I saw the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that I was immediately faced with a problem because our boy Garrett doesn't have any grass.
Right.
So I'm going to approach this as if he did, as if he had some grass. Because what he needs to do... is get some water on that puppy, but he lives in a state that doesn't have any.
Mm-hmm.
Surrounded by, but doesn't have any. And it's no wonder that your state burns down all the time.
Right. He says he's got, during the fall and winter, it's full of tall grass. But is it really grass or is it?
It's that wispy stuff that just bursts into flames.
Yeah.
That tan, wispy. It looks like weed out there. I don't know, but this thing has no grass, but we're going to assume it has grass. Cause I would assume that that's the goal, is to one day have grass.
Yeah.
So this is what I've come up with. Now he sent us a picture of her weed eating. So I already knew the weed eater had been acquired. So I left it out of all this
because
we already have it. So the way I see it, you only have a few options and some of these are, you really only have one option, but I gave you the math for a few. So I figure you have about an acre of property here. You probably don't have a full acre, but I did everything based on 1 acre math. All my stats are 100% accurate because they come from the internet. So according to the internet, the average cost to hire someone to mow a yard in California is $100 an acre. So I went with that. You mow roughly 7 months, let's say 24 weeks, right? You're mowing $100 per mow. So your total cost is $2,800, but your average per mow is $100. That should take care of any weed eating or mowing. Now, I think this number might be a little bit low for the way your yard is shaped. But that's how I did that one.
Yeah.
Option number two, which I believe to be your only actual option, is to push mow this baby.
Mm.
And it's big. It's a big boy.
Because of the hills.
Because of the hills.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to die. So option two is push mowing. In seeing your yard, I feel like a self-propelled is the only option here. You don't want to have to shove it up these things. So I figure $500 for a good self-propelled push mower.
Yeah.
A 21-inch mower at 3 miles per hour, I figure it would take you approximately 3 hours to mow and weed eat this yard. You already have the weed eater, so I didn't take any cost in that. I did pay you $20 an hour for your time, though. And so I have determined that push mowing your yard would take approximately 3 hours and would cost you $80 per mow to push mow it after you mow for an entire season.
Right.
Now the benefit to these last ones, anything but the first option really is that you own the equipment after year one. So your only maintenance after this. So year two and three and four would get dramatically cheaper.
Okay, I might mess your math up now,
Yes.
but do you see on the picture? It looks like he's got a long driveway
Yep.
and there's grass on both sides.
Yeah, so I figure
So
on
we
1 acre of mowing, that time is based on what it says 1 acre of push mowing takes.
Okay, so this is including that in his front yard?
I think so, because I don't think he has a full acre in his bag.
Okay.
I mean, could be wrong, but all the math is,
Yeah, and we don't know how far back his
and
yard
all the
goes
math is
either.
approximately wrong also because it came from the internet. Okay, so we're at $100 to pay someone to mow. That is in perpetuity. It's $100 a week forever. Year one of push mowing would be $80 to mow. And again, I counted $20 for your time. And in California, that's probably even too low for what I counted for your time, but that's what I counted for it. Option three is a zero turn. They're agile enough that you can get close to the ridge, but then you'll have to transfer down to the next section and get it. Now, it's going to drastically reduce your time. It's also, I think, going to give you a clean cut too. So I figure $20 an hour, just like before, but I think for mowing and weed eating, you're only going to incur 2 hours of time. You can get a decent zero turn for $2,000. So in year one to zero turn it, it's $123 per mow. So this is your most expensive option so far. But I also think as far as time goes, this is a pretty good investment.
Yeah, now I'm looking at the yard. I think he can go in his back way. He's got a playset. So if he
Yeah.
goes back here behind the playset,
Sure, he wraps around, he comes this way.
wraps up, so he can get that this
He just
first
has
layer,
to, he
but
has
then
to
he can go
zip.
back around to get that top layer up
He's
here.
got what they call like a switchback when you're going up a hill, where it just like goes rock side to side in order to get up there. So he just has to be deliberate, or she does because she takes care of the yard work. She has to be deliberate, but she can make a zero turn work. And so that's option three, and that's 120, 123 per mow. So just to recap, $100 per mow to have someone else do it, $80 per mow to push mow it, and 123 to zero turn it. Now again, those two last two options are year one. You get drastically cheaper once the investment's made. So as a Hail Mary, because I'm pro robot and I'm pro robot mowing, and I just want to say that it would be very complicated to put an auto mower in your yard because of how your yard is shaped. There's auto mowers that are big enough to handle your situation, but the wires would have to be run in such a way that it actually zigzags around those banks as well in order to get itself down so that it doesn't drive off that shelf. Because it can handle a 30% slope, 30% grade, or 30 degree grade, I think. But what you have there is significant.
Right, he's got three slopes.
Yes.
There's one, two, and then three. But
So,
he's got the two little people. I mean, he can always put them to work too on some
yeah.
lawn mowers.
So this is for science only. I don't think the auto mower is a viable situation, but I want to show the cost effectiveness to the people out there. So a Husqvarna auto mower, the 450X, costs $2,000 installed. There's zero maintenance as far as like there's zero cost past that basically, other than a small amount of electricity. It was negligible, so I didn't even count it. So your total cost is $84
And they
per
go up
mow.
like this little hill, and it's like a flat spot.
So for anybody out there curious, just want to show that an auto mower is actually barely more expensive than a push mower for season one and cheaper than a zero turn with zero time investment on your end. You set it and forget it. Now, when it's right and the person that sets it up good, there's also very minimal weed eating, maybe once a month. So I didn't even count that in the time. So if you trust the math, the very best way for you to go is to buy an auto mower, which you can't do. So then if we go back to the math, option number two, I believe, to be push mowing, but it is the largest time investment. Now, when you look at pure money and time investment, you might be thinking I should go with having someone else mow it. But I'm going to say that that is the worst option here because it's a total loss of investment. You do gain the 3 hours a week back, but you don't have anything to show for your money.
Right.
Plus, I can't imagine paying somebody good money to blow around dirt because you don't have any grass.
Yeah.
So that's what I would do. Now, I think right now you might just be weed eating the backyard because you have such little grass that you might just be weed eating it. I think that that's a viable solution for the back, but you look like you have real grass in the front.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was to rank your options in order, auto mower has to be out or it would be number one. I would go push mower, zero turn, pay somebody. Now, I don't like a tractor in your backyard, a lawn tractor, because I worry about rollover. I think you take the zero turn, you little air out of the tires. That way you got some grip, let them get a little soft.
Mm-hmm.
That way you get some grip. And I think you go that way. I worry about a lawn tractor turning over if someone was to get too close to the bank. So I immediately ruled that out for safety.
Yeah.
So, again, after all the internet math, I go push mower $80 per mow, zero turn $123, or pay someone $100. So that's the order I put them in. Honorable mention for the auto mower, because that's the way I would like you to be able to go. I just don't think so.
Yeah.
But also, you don't have any grass, so I don't even know if it matters. You could probably just get a pair of scissors, cut the 4 or 5 weeds that are popping up, and be done.
We just got that weed eater.
Yeah, it's really all you need, I think. Now, that front yard looks like an actual yard, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I would probably go with the zero turn, because that's a lot. Especially if it does a lot of stuff grow in fall and winter time.
That's just a claim he's making. I've seen no proof. That baby's dead.
All right, we'll see a picture or video in fall and winter then.
Yeah, I think we need to.
Yep. All right, you want to go into the next message we got from Twitter?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to let you read this. This is from one of the old hosts, Dan.
Okay.
Can you see it?
Yeah, so here's, if you need a little context here.
Mm-hmm.
So we announced last week that we were going semi-pro, pro, and cornhole.
Yes.
And bag tossing. Tossing in the bags. So we plan to start our journey soon. And I think you would classify, before I read the comment, I think you would classify what Dan's here as being a hater.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what he says. This is from at Shirtless Dan. The first and biggest, how in all that is holy, does Podcast Ryan and Epic, or and Dirt Dauber 14, that's his Twitter name, figure they're going pro? And what color is the sun on their planet? And then he ended it with 3 question marks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think this is an easy question to answer, at Shirtless Dan. We figure it because of hard work, dedication, and the raw talent of Marshall 205. That's how we plan to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just going to grind it out. We're just going to do what it takes. When you're born with the skill that he has, there's no need to worry about anything else.
Right.
Now, we were going to allow him to be the alternate. We were throwing that out there. He could be the alternate on the team if one of us goes down with like a bad ankle or something. But his negativity may force him out of that spot.
Uh-oh.
So it's something I want him to think about as we get closer to stardom. You want to get on the train while it's at the station, because once it's moving, it's not going to stop.
Right. I feel you.
Yeah. So.
So there's your answer, Dan.
Yeah, easy question to answer. Next.
All right, so let's go over to a couple news items real quick. Knock them out real quick. Microsoft announces price increase for Xbox Series X and Xbox Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
So the Game Pass will jump from $9.99 to $10.99, mm-hmm. and then Game Pass Ultimate is going to go from $14.99 to $16.99. For the cost for PC Game Pass will remain the same. And then the Series X will be going up $6.49 in Canada and $7.99 in Australia.
U.S. staying the same.
U.S. staying the same.
Yeah, so it's all that matters.
Yeah. Do you think it's a much? I think it's needed. It's as inflation, everything else goes up. I'm not surprised it goes up. Netflix went up. Hulu went up. You name
Game
it.
Game Pass is a losing business.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people have to realize, like, it's too good of a value, and you shouldn't cheer for that.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't cheer for a value that's too good, because it can't be sustained.
Yeah.
So the price is much needed, and I'll be honest with you, it's probably too little. And that's as a guy who pays for Game Pass, that increase is probably too small to really do any amount of what they need to have happen. I mean,
yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I think a good number would be like $20 a month.
Yeah. Now I do hate that it seems like Netflix goes up a dollar every year,
mm-hmm.
and it's driving me insane. I mean, just do your increase and move on.
Yeah.
And let it rot until it doesn't work anymore and do your increase. So I hate to see it go up a dollar because I think they should have gone up more than that. But I think you're right. $20 is a nice number. The value of Game Pass is bananas.
Yeah, what you get.
All those games plus every day one first party game.
Mm-hmm.
Bananas. Now, I get that they don't have very many games. And I have been extremely hard on them on this show. But the value is undeniable.
Yeah, I agree. So. All right, next
I'm
one.
Good with this.
Did you watch a Nintendo Direct?
No. Now, I read some highlights, but I didn't watch any of it.
Okay, does anything stand out? Because I'm not going to go through the whole list. Anything that... Super Mario Brothers Wonder, RPG, Mario Rabbids.
So I've been in this weird funk with Nintendo. So I read through that, and I was like, oh, that sounds cool. That sounds cool. That sounds cool.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I don't know how much... I mean... There are tons of people who are saying Zelda Tears of the Kingdom is the best game they've ever played ever.
Yeah.
And there are people I appreciate their viewpoint on games, and I trust their viewpoint. But at the same time, I still have yet to even be able to start it. So I'm kind of in this weird funk where I think a lot of this seems neat, but I don't know how much I'm actually going to be able to play anything mm-hmm. or how much time I'm going to devote to really any of it. Now, you know, I don't know.
The two things that
Wonders look, you know, Wonder looks cool.
Yeah. The two things that I got out of it was the Batman Arkham trilogy coming to it.
Yeah.
That's neat. And then the Metal Gear Solid Master Collection.
Yeah.
Where you get a ton of games. I thought that was pretty cool.
I love Pikmin.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of having more Pikmin, I think, is a good thing. You know, the re-release of Pikmin 1 and 2 is great. I'm ready for Pikmin 4. The Arkham trilogy, I don't really care much about. Doesn't really do anything for me.
Yeah.
They got a lot going on, though.
All right. Next story, Horizon Forbidden West as a touching tribute to Lance Riddick in the latest update.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just pretty cool. Let me pull it up. There it is right there.
Yeah. It is cool.
Yeah, so it's like a bunch of flowers around. I just have like a little monument, and it says Lance Riddick on it. And Aloy's sitting on the ground right in front of it.
I also like that it's just what it is. It's very simple. It's very tasteful, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
From someone who wasn't just in video games but loved video games.
Yeah.
I think this is very appropriate and well done. And like I said, it's tasteful. It doesn't come off as a money grab or anything like that. I feel like this is good.
Yep. All right. Next one. Logitech controllers are on sale at a curious time.
Yeah. We have spent more time talking about Logitech controllers in the last week than we have in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Because of the sub.
It was like the 770 or something. I forget what controller it was that controlled Ocean Gates, Titan.
Yeah.
And
the controllers are 40% off on this one.
Have you seen the reviews that people are leaving?
No, I have not.
So on the actual controller that was used on the sub, if you can find it, all the reviews are like, hey, this is pretty good for games, but I've had lots of trouble out of my subs.
Oh my God.
Or it's just all stuff like that. Like, great for casual play, not great for controlling a submarine that visits the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
They are just hardcore review bombing. Is it a curious time to be on sale? Probably. Yeah. If you're Logitech, you probably just lay low.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of the sub, GTA.
I already saw this too. Yeah.
Yeah, made a sub.
I'll say it looks good in the game.
Yeah.
It looks real good in the game. Those modders are impressive.
Mm-hmm.
It took no time. Does this video show it in the water?
Don't. Let's see. Yep, it does.
Yeah, it looks really good underwater.
There it is.
Yeah, look at that thing. He looks really, really good underwater in Grand Theft Auto.
Right. I thought it was neat that they had the actual Ocean Gate thing on there.
Yeah. Is it too soon? I would say yes. Is this a very weird story? I would also say yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is no doubt a tragedy, but you've seen people react in ways that is obviously not treating it like a tragedy. And I think a lot of that's tied to the fact that it was an optional thing full of people who were, in most cases, mega wealthy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But tough for the families that were involved. And
mm-hmm.
were there some things that, in my point of view, seemed a little janky? Maybe a little thrown together, maybe a little bit like you and I built a sub. I do believe that there are some things on there that are questionable. However, you know, there are only 10 submarines in all of the world that can go that deep. So the fact that one could be built with some over the counterparts is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, innovation sometimes leads to, you know, a tragedy. And, you know, there were probably ways that this could have been made safer, and, you know, it sucks for everybody involved, but the amount of memes and stuff I've seen is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Do I laugh at some of them? Yes, I am also that person.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to pretend like I'm better than everybody else, because I think some of them are pretty damn funny. But I try to also be cognizant that was, you know, people's family, sons, brothers, uncles, dads.
Yeah.
And it sucks because likely, you know, this company will be dissolved. And so any mm-hmm. innovation that came from this, even though it ended poorly, will be gone.
Right.
So.
All right. So change subject. So we're going to stop with games. Now we're going to go into Lego talk for real quick.
We're going to pivot to the brick.
Yep. Well, game and Lego.
Okay. We're pivoting back to games.
So, well, Fortnite Lego collaboration teases content and metaverse project.
Okay.
So Lego and Epic Games are going to be doing something together in the future.
It's got to be Fortnite related.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now,
Epic and Lego are working on a project called Digital Twin. The project promises to bring real-life Lego creations into Fortnite via Unreal Engine. There are some comments mentioned at the event about Lego characters in Fortnite. In Fortnite, maybe as cosmetics, maybe as NPCs, maybe as LTM, maybe just a creative map, but somehow having characters from Lego in the game. I have no issues with having a Lego in any kind of game.
Will it make you want to play Fortnite just to see it?
I'll probably watch a video first and then see.
I'd love to see if you're listening, Epic or Lego, I'd love to see a Rocket League pack.
Oh, have like a little Lego car.
Like an actual Lego car that still mm-hmm. played. Like, yeah, that'd be awesome.
But doesn't, or maybe when you get hit, it blows up into like Lego pieces.
It can blow up into bricks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even when you score the goal explosion, it could just be like you're dumping a bucket of bricks out.
Mm-hmm.
They just come flying out everywhere.
And as you're driving, the little bricks come flying out of the back of it.
Yeah, so many options.
Yeah.
Stud shooting out the tires because it does the wheel trail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so many options. Now, before you move totally on from video games and we separate totally to Lego or whatever we're going to,
yeah,
did you see that the Lego 2K's soccer game got leaked? Goal.
Yes.
Is it on here?
No, it's not on here.
Okay. So just want to point that out, too. That's coming.
Yeah, I don't know if you would want to talk about that or not.
Well, I would consider playing it if it was good. 2K makes good sports games, and Lego is fun, so hopeful.
All right, so back to late. Lego, Walt Disney is releasing. So there's a camera, Walt Disney there with that camera behind him. They're releasing a set, like the camera.
It's pretty cool.
So I'm going to show you that. Then they're going to release this Polaroid camera also.
Polaroid's cool, too. It's your old school Polaroid.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad's Polaroid.
And let me pull. Yeah, that's what the camera they're talking about doing.
They
don't have any. It's like a rumor right now. They don't have any really good pictures of the actual.
Allegedly, they're going to make like Walt Disney's camera, though.
Yeah, it is going to be the camera because it's a Lego set 43230. It's 811 pieces. It's $100 European. I think it's what, 120 here. Which is not bad. All right, so this other set.
Also, you skipped over it. It comes with a Walt Disney minifigure, which I
think is cool. Yeah. Which he'll probably be worth $100.
Yeah, the first correct.
So this right here is the Lego shield. How Lego's been doing a lot of, like, that they did Thor's hammer, the Infinity Gauntlet set. So they're going to have this shield. The shield's going to be $200. Mm-hmm. I think it's just, it's not impressive at all.
I also would agree with you. This looks like, I'm going to try not to be shitty here as somebody who loves Lego. This looks like a kid's toy.
Mm-hmm. It is Lego set 76262.
It looks like a kid's toy. Now, I'm not saying that to be shitty, but I'm saying that as it's presented like a collectible.
Yeah.
With your base and everything, but it looks like a kid's toy.
Mm-hmm.
I think they missed the mark on this one, and I think it could have been cool.
Right. I see this one going on sale. I don't think people are going to buy this one.
I don't appreciate this set, which is crazy because it's rare that they miss for me.
All right. Now, this one I like.
I appreciate this set.
So it's 209 pieces. This is massive. It's a 3D. The head actually moves.
Yes.
So I'm going to show you a little video.
This is set 31209, 2099 mm-hmm. pieces.
So it's a big, like, poster, and it's pretty massive. It's probably like 2 foot by 2 foot, maybe 2.5 foot by 2 foot. You have little spiders on it.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's up. There's the little spiders.
And you probably described it best in that it's designed like a poster, but it's built in 3D.
Yeah, and you can see the head moves, wiggles back and forth, right and left.
Yeah, which I think lets you align it so that he's looking at you when you're in bed.
And it looks like the head's coming out, and then the hands, it looks like they're gripping the outside of the poster. Yeah.
And then even the web and the spiders are three-dimensional as well.
Mm-hmm. Which I think this is a cool-looking set. This is also going to be over $200.
It is cool. You're going to get it, I assume.
I will get this one for sure. Now I want to show you this one. August 1st. Look at that.
The classic Lego fire engine.
Yeah. Now this one you cannot get. There's only 60 of them made.
Why are they autographed?
Because this is for a tour. So if you did it, it went on to the Lego. If you went to Denmark and did a Lego factory tour on the set specific day, they autographed it by the builders. So this one specifically says number 24 out of 60.
So no one will have this.
It'll be on like eBay soon because people are just gonna go just to.
What do you think the price is on this?
Oh, this will probably be at first like $250. At first,
it's cool. And I want to be clear here: it's not a masterpiece in building.
Mm-mm.
But damn cool.
So this is based off their original fire truck that they built a long time ago.
It's damn cool. Now, see, this is the kind of thing I can get behind and spending the money on.
Yes, yeah. If I find this on eBay, I will buy. My limit's 500.
I was gonna say, what's the all in price?
Yeah, I'll put 500 into it, and if I can get it, then because I know that's gonna skyrocket to over $1,000 because only 60 of them.
Yeah.
But that is so cool looking, because Lego originally made like little toy ducks and little fire engines
that
you just grabbed and you just like it wheeled behind you.
Yeah, they were a toy company first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, are they ever going to manufacture? Are there plans to make this set?
Probably not. Because last year, last year they did a duck, and I missed out on the duck. Just their actual original duck.
It's cool. It's very cool.
Yep. And I had a little. Here's a guy who actually has it, and he's opening it up.
Oh, a psychopath is putting it together.
Oh, yeah, he's going to put it together, and he puts it together. So he just basically...
You know that I'm pro opening stuff and putting it together, but this I can't get behind.
The little mini fire truck.
It comes with a tiny one.
Yeah.
This has to stay in the box.
So if you want to see this, it says Lego 400040, if you want to see the set we're talking about. So he basically just made everyone else's Lego set that's in the box go up in price because he opened that one.
But look how cool it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's big, too.
And then the ladder retracts.
Yeah, that's cool.
And he has number eight out of 60.
He had.
Or had. You know, he still has it.
He defaced it. It's a cool set.
Yep. And that's pretty much it. I wonder if it's on eBay yet.
Let's see what that pricing looks like.
Let's go to eBay. Let's check it out. I just want to see if anybody decided to list it yet. Do you think someone's listed it?
Probably not. Not yet.
No.
Yeah.
Nope, not on here.
Now type in Lego, just Lego. Now let's add rare to this. Now let's search for that. Now let's sort it by price highest to low. Now let's sort it to sold.
Oh, these superhero are crazy.
Yeah, but let's get off of that and go to people who
Advance.
actually paid for it. There we go. Let's see what the so
Cloud
say
City. Cloud City sold for $8,700.
yeah. That's a lot. So
Mm
Cloud City is actually the top four options right now, five options.
hmm. Yeah, everyone wants Cloud City because there's one figure in Cloud City that
That's
everyone it's the Bubba it's a Boba
insane.
Fett figure.
A classic knight set 6075, it looked like sold for 5 grand as well.
Oh shoot. I'm gonna try to show you the won't let me show the picture. Well, it's a Boba Fett, as you can see the green figure right there.
Yeah.
That's why it's so rare. And he has it separated. Because you can only get him with that specific paint job on that.
It's wild.
Yeah, so the Vintage Classic. Now, I used to have this set.
Yeah, set 6075 sold for 5,500 or 750, but it looks like it's sealed.
Yeah, I used to have an open, like, I got this, my mom and dad got me this, and it was all opened up. It was missing half the pieces by the time I got it.
Dude, Cloud City just dominates the top 20 list.
Then there's the Crater, Market Street,
Yep.
the Factory, and the most expensive on eBay is Miles Morales minifigure. Name this truck. Sold.
My goodness.
Yeah, so if like they re-release this yellow set and they re-release this space thing here, anytime they re-release something, the original like will go up in price.
Lot of these are fairly expensive. I mean, we're in the multi-thousand dollars. Carousel.
Yeah, this is from Japan though. It's a Japan one.
It's mostly all Star Wars, if I'm being honest with everybody.
Oh yeah, the Star Wars set. That's why I collect the ones I have.
That's mostly all Star Wars. All right, I was just curious. That's all I have, unless you have something else.
No,
Jared,
I
I
don't have
hope
it.
we sufficiently answered your questions about lawn care with all our expertise.
Yep. If you have any more questions, let us know.
Yep. Gerald@lawncare.com.
Yep. And Ryobi's good. It's a good brand for me.
Yep, you're pro Ryobi.
Even though friend of the show, Marshall 205 is not.
Well, he's not, but he there are some built-in bias there.
Oh yeah.
So.
All right, so that'll do it for us today. If you'd like to support us, head us over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on our socials, just like and message us, just like friend of the show Garrett did, and former host Dan or part-time host Dan at game
Part-time
underscore
hater.
Stitch, part-time hater at Hoffman Show. That was episode, or this was episode 544. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.